Oh no, please. I'm not Mrs. How old do you think I am? You can just call me Miss. Now, don't be nervous. I know it's your first time having a tutor, but it won't be like how it is in the classroom. If you have any problems of understanding, you can tell me. Now, I know there is a lot of pressure on students during SAT times. College may be a choice for you, or maybe you have another career in mind, but you just don't want to disappoint your family. So, regardless, I'm going to make sure you get over the pass mark at the least. Now, one of the most important, if not the most important part of this, will be the Moldovan section. Now, we're in the United States of America. So the most important thing for us right now will be able to identify Moldova on a map. This question may come up on the exam, so let me check the past papers on it. Just a little bit of patience. Okay. So it came up in 2011. 2015 and 2017. So it is quite likely that a question like that will come up in 2020. So let me find my sheet here. Now, this is a map of our Earth. I'd like you to show me where Moldova is on this map. No, that's South Africa. Try again. No, that's United States. That's where we live. Here, let me show you. It's this tiny little dot next to Ukraine and Romania. Will you try to remember these? Well, just as long as you get the general area, you can't be penalized too hard. So, now you can do that, I hope. Let me go through the most important parts of the information you need to know about Moldova. The capital city is Chisinau. Write that down, please. It's spelled like this. Like that. Can you write that down, please? Oh my god, I'm sorry about that. Oh, this jumper is annoying with brushing the paper and nudging people. Let me just sit back a little while you write that down. I am so sorry. Good job. Nice one. Now, next one of that to know is that Moldova likes wine. Basic like that. I don't think you even need to write that down. I have faith that you'll remember that one. So, what do you think you will struggle with to remember, and what should we go over next? The numbers. I can agree on that. Numbers don't come easy into the brain. Now, figures that may come up on this exam that you will have to know is that the population of Moldova is 3,538,288. As of 2014, the Education Commission were too lazy to go back to Moldova to count the amount of people that are there up to date. So anyway, out of that population, 58.8% of the population speak Moldovan, basically Romanian, but try not to offend because we all know what it's like to be offended. And 16% use Russian as their day-to-day language. Of course, there are a bunch of other percentages available, but they are all under the 5% and won't come up as a question, so don't you worry. Now, have you been noting these figures down when I've been talking to you about them? Oh, you're just listening? Okay, now just note those figures down again, okay? Ouch! Ouch, yes, you just elbowed my breast. It's okay, it's okay. No, don't worry about it. It's my fault. I shouldn't be this close over the test. It's always an issue with me and my students having a big chest like this. Always papers flying everywhere or smudging the ink. No need to apologize. I just want that you concentrate on the test. So, write it down. Go ahead. No need to hesitate. You forgot? Here, I'll just note it down for you quickly. Gosh, my breast put the paper on the floor again. Oh. So annoying. I'm so sorry for all these distractions that I am causing. Doesn't help with this big fluffy jumper also, I guess. Are you sure it's not distracting you too much? Okay, only if you're sure. No. These puppies are real. I was just blessed with really massive boobs. They are an F cup. I know, it's insane. An F cup. I've had lots of those suggestions before. Oh, just get a reduction. But no, I can't. They can be annoying for sleeping and tutoring. Even just a lot of back pain. But my husband has to have massages. What a keeper he is. But yeah, annoying for a number of things. But I can have a lot of fun with that. Sorry, that's very inappropriate for me to talk about. Let's just keep this professional and not go off track. Back to the figures we were talking about. Oh no, not my figure, of course. The figures of Moldova. Now let's look at the land size. It can be compared to the state size of Maryland. The total area of Moldova is in fact 33,843 square kilometers. Very, very tiny country. Now let me get this big book out for you in my bag over here. Not this pocket, this side. Not this side either. Where the hell is this book? There we go. Okay, it's only around 5,000 pages, all about Moldova. And we can go and highlight very important information that you'll definitely need for the exam. It has a lot about history, which is great for us. May I ask for a drink of water or something? I've got a bit of a dry throat. Oh, thank you so much. I'll get this book ready for us while you're away. Thank you. Oh, thank you once again. Oh, thank you so much. Now let's look at this page with... My boobs again, are you kidding me? Let me get that book. I apologize. I am dropping everything on the floor. I am dropping everything on the floor. I am so sorry for this. What do you suggest to make your tutoring experience better? That I take the jumper off? I have a lot of things to say on why I shouldn't and why that's inappropriate, but you're right, it's causing a lot of disruption in this tutoring session. Let me just take this right off. There we go. I feel more free now. At least I get to flash off my new red brado, right? Now that aside, we can now concentrate. So, this page here of the book. Hello? You're meant to be looking at the textbook here, not my enormous jugs. Hello? Here. Look down here on this page. Good. Now, history of Moldova. We'll start off at the Soviet times, since it's the less boring one and, you know, let me get another drink before we get into this. There is a lot of material in there. Oh God, no! Did I seriously just spill the water all down me? Help! Get my bra off! Quick! Get it off! Okay. Thank you. Do you have a tissue or something? I'm getting really cold. Come on, throw it at me. Don't just stand there and look at me. Thanks for the towel. Are you just gonna stand there again? Help me clean this up. Oh my God. Thank you for the help. Now pass me over my jumper, please. Thank you. Put this back on. Now, now I guess that calls it the end of this session. See you tomorrow. Yes, at the same time. Go over the stuff. We went today on your own. I'll be asking you the questions on it tomorrow. Bye, students. See you tomorrow. Have a nice night.